Hello, my name's Lauren Tucker. I'm a member of Debt Resistance UK. We're a small informal collective working in London on a range of forms of debt, and we bring together activists, researchers and campaigners to contest the growing role of private and public debt in our lives, effectively. In terms of what I do, I'm also a PhD researcher at the University of Warwick, where I'm looking at questions of ethics relating to finance. But I'm at a conference at the moment, the CADTM Summer School, and I came here to talk about student debt, which is an issue that is close to my heart. My interest in student loans comes from spending the last 3 years in the United Kingdom and seeing wholesale radical reform of the education or the higher education system. And particularly, I've witnessed the effects of the trebling of student loans from £3,000 per undergraduate year to a maximum of £9,000 per year. Now, my interest, of course, is in the way in which this both diminishes people's ability to participate in higher education and also how it has an unequal effect on different groups. But let's just first kind of give you a comparative idea of the situation in the UK versus the US. So at the moment, the current generation of students who are graduating now after the reforms were brought in 2012, they're going to graduate with an average of £40,000 worth of student loan debt. You might think that this probably compares quite well with the US, but actually the equivalent figure in the US is £23,000, and only 70% of the population actually holds student debt in the US. Now, obviously, that £40,000 only applies to the current generation who have been subjected to these reforms. It's not the overall level. But nonetheless, it gives you a sense of how quickly the situation has changed and got out of control in the United Kingdom. So with my colleagues and comrades at Debt Resistance UK, we're trying to think about how to intervene in this situation. We've been looking at the work of Strike Debt, which, as many people may know, has been highly active in contesting student debt in the United States. Strike Debt has been trying to build up people's ability to refuse student debt, particularly when it's been unfairly loaded on them for for-profit colleges that don't offer value for money. And they've been moving from that kind of work, particularly focused on actually offering mutual aid by buying up some of this debt and abolishing it. They've moved now to the debt collective, which is trying to build collectives or unions of debtors who can commonly take on a common creditor and either renegotiate the terms or repudiate the debt if it's unjust. So I've come to Namur in Belgium to share some of these experiences, but I've also come because I'm incredibly excited by the way in which people in Europe and beyond are coming together and holding these kind of events to build spaces where we can share experiences, we can share warnings of what not to do, of how to make sure, for instance, that education in continental Europe remains free or with, you know, minimal fees. We will always campaign for free education. And also to be re-energized by being around people who are doing fantastic work on debt, finance and democracy. So I very much enjoyed it. Finally, I'd like to conclude by just talking about why this is important to me as a woman. Coming from the UK context, I'm really starting to see the effects of austerity, and they are having an unequal impact on different sectors of society. Women are bearing the brunt of cuts in social services. At the same time, we're also seeing highly unequal policies like the bedroom tax, which taxes people in social housing for having so-called extra bedrooms, when if you have a disability, for instance, you might have very good use for that bedroom. We also don't see people in mansions having to give up their extra rooms. So austerity is having an unequal impact. It's affecting ethnic minorities, women, and people with disabilities the most. I'm also concerned, finally, that we're going to see a rolling back of all of the victories that we're starting to see in higher education for women in terms of greater numbers of or levels of participation of women, the beginning, the way in which universities are starting but have much more work to do to combat even inequalities amongst academics, in that men tend to end up in professorial positions and women are in lectureships. So we're starting to, I guess, take over the university, and student loans are a policy that will have the effect of undoing a lot of this great work in terms of making it very difficult, for instance, for a solo mother who has decided to go back to university to participate in higher education. We're already seeing a massive drop-off since 2012 in part-time students, and particularly students over the age of 25, so-called mature students, of which I am one, in fact. So for all these reasons, I think it's really important that a range of groups come together to contest student debt, but also indebtedness in all forms and walks of life.